Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a fantasy ring light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That song is called Nexus. It's the first song on the Innocent Age album, which is a double album, and I recommend it to you. It is outstanding. I've worn out every medium, every version of that you can find. That's about a 35-year-old album. Very good, very good. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Our good friend Pete Sepp is our guest. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization I've been telling you about now for 18 years at least. I encourage you to check them out and use them to your advantage and support them with your contributions. They can use your help because they're fighting hard to make sure that the government gets all the money they need and not one extra penny. Pete, thanks for being here. You did a great comparison in the last segment of the trade proposals of the Democrats and the Republicans, and the platforms primarily, the parties, not so much the constituents. Now do that for us on tax policy.
Well, interestingly, both party platforms are very generalistic about what they want to do with the tax system. The Democratic Party platform has almost nothing to say about whether we want to scrap the current tax code and put something different in its place, like a consumption tax, what the rates are going to be, whether we want to do something about addressing our uncompetitive corporate tax system. It pretty much just says we need more middle class tax relief and we need to close big corporate loopholes.
But how do they square that with all the free stuff they're going to give away?
They don't.
because it's free. It might be free to the end user, but it has to be acquired at a cost from somebody.
Yes, that's right.
And the teachers, and of course, if we're given free college, the teachers aren't getting free groceries to come teach.
Yes. And the important thing to remember here is that Hillary Clinton is still not going to pivot, in our opinion, toward the center to win more of the electorate. She can't hold on to her left wing, the Sanders supporters, and she's going to keep making more and more expensive promises. Mm-hmm. We have totaled up the spending agenda of Hillary Clinton, and we've put that at $170 billion of additional spending annually.
Wow.
And it's going to go up.
Wow.
Yeah, and of course, she says
now,
she's
that,
going to.
Is how much of that takes into consideration? You know, I don't know what the mark is that Sanders has put on the platform, but in order to get him to pipe down and to hold hands and sing kumbaya, they had to put a lot of his stuff in the platform, and a lot of that was the free socialistic stuff.
Yes, they definitely plussed up Hillary Clinton's college plan. I mean, that originally started as allowing people to refinance at lower rates, interest holidays on student loans. Now it's basically free tuition for everyone with a household income of under, I think it's about $125,000 a year. And
wow.
So that has dramatically raised the price tag of the plan. And again, we haven't seen anything yet. All Sanders has to do is say, well, I endorsed you, but my supporters are still very skeptical of you, Hillary.
Have you ever seen a scenario like this, a dynamic like they've got right now, the Democrat Party? I mean, they've got if you're a Sanders fan, you're only one degree of separation away from being a Green fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
And
what's the lady's name in the Green Party? Rose, is it? What is it?
Yes.
Anyway, my point is that if you're a Sanders fan, the Green Party is just a one shade of color different. I don't mean that. Pardon the pun there, bad pun. Away from being a Sanders devotee.
Well,
so it'd be very easy for them to feel comfortable in voting for the Green Party rather than for Hillary.
That's right. And when Sanders
left... So that's the point about her being pulled to the left.
Yes. And when Sanders left the race, we had put the price tag of his agenda at almost 10 times the size of Hillary's, about $1.7 trillion.
Wow.
And so you think about that. There's a lot of room for Hillary to be pulled leftward in making promises to keep Sanders voters in line.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Republican side, of course, the tax plan...
Hold on to that thought, because I think what I'm going to do is get you to do the Republicans in the next segment. Let's finish up, because we've only got about a minute or so. I want to finish up on the Democrat side. They're not talking about any kind of reform measures at all, right?
No.
They're just so basically, in order to pay for this free stuff, they're either going to have to run more of a deficit or raise taxes. There's no other options, are there?
No, there isn't. We think it's going to be about a $1 trillion tax increase over 10 years and perhaps $500 billion worth of additional debt. So it's going to be a 2-to-1 ratio.
Here's a question for you, Pete. If Hillary wins, is it not likely that that will affect the down ballot people and have a pretty reasonable opportunity for the Democrats to take the Senate?
Oh, yes.
Because we've got more Republicans are in play than Democrats this year, right?
Yes, many more, about twice as many.
So, folks, that's how she gets the money. Of course, she's still got to deal with the House, but the Senate could have a big impact. And this is how all this works, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Pete to do the Republican platform on tax reform and tax issues. And these are big issues, these two, so they deserve their own segment. Pete Sepp and I will be right back. Intel, NTU.org. That's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.